Well, consumers may be concerned about reports in the press regarding a pending apocalypse, a shortage of pork, or more specifically, bacon. And while USDA livestock analyst Shale Shagum admits that
bacon is in strong demand right now,
he adds whether or not the disappointing corn harvest in the U.S. and Europe, as well as some regulatory issues in countries such as Britain, will bring an actual bacon shortage all depends on
how you define the word shortage.
As Shagum says, it's really in the hands of the individual producers.
It will depend on the financial condition of some of the producers before grain prices went up. It will depend on how long some of those producers think high grain prices are going to last. That will determine, to some extent, whether producers cut back or how far they cut back or if they cut back.
But Shagum notes that no doubt the higher feed prices will have some impact.
There will be less pork produced. There will be fewer hogs slaughtered, which implies that there will be fewer pork bellies, which is what you produce bacon out of.
And as we started September, there were 9% less pork bellies in cold storage in the U.S. compared to a year ago. But USDA is forecasting only a 1.3% decline in overall U.S. pork production next year, which is expected to lead to about 3% increase in retail pork prices in 2013, which Shagum says may keep some shoppers away and in turn help prevent a true shortage. So Shagum says while there will most likely be less bacon at the grocery store this next coming year,
it's hard to characterize it as a shortage.
Julie McPeak with Southeast AgNet.